Asian Americans are adding some interesting Eastern rhythms to traditional American jazz. They're also stirring a pinch of activism into the mix. From San Francisco, Reese Ehrlich reports.
In 1979, Anthony Brown had left the Army and plunged into political activism in San Francisco. He and other Asian Americans were inspired by radical black organizations of that time. Brown was also playing drums. Anthony Brown says Asian American jazz artists saw a direct link between radical politics and radical music.
African American music had become a very strong rallying point. It had been adopted as a vehicle for social protest and a vehicle for establishing identity. Asian Americans saw that the African Americans were able to speak through their music and adopted jazz, in this case creative jazz, as also a vehicle for identity formation.
Brown and other Asian Americans performed this experimental music at benefits in grammar school auditoriums and community center basements. They also began searching for their cultural roots by incorporating traditional Chinese and Japanese instruments into their jazz. On the East Coast, other Asian American musicians, including community organizer and saxophonist Fred Ho, were exploring some of the same ideas. Deborah Wong, an ethnomusicologist at the University of California at Riverside, says many of the jazz musicians rigorously studied traditional forms.
Their engagement with these musics reflects years of, you know, serious study, so that they're not just drawing on the sounds of a sheng or a koto or whatever, but in fact they understand how those instruments actually function in terms of music theory. They are engaged very directly with traditional musicians from those cultures.
Over the years, the interest in traditional Asian music has led some contemporary players in a new direction. Mark Izu was a radical student activist at San Francisco State in the early 1970s, and he also played bass. He later became an established and respected Bay Area jazz musician. At the same time he was studying gagaku, or 12th century Japanese court music, he incorporates that into his jazz. Sometimes the music is more gagaku than jazz. Izu admits that jazz audiences may not like his sound.
I worry about that, but I feel like I'm on a mission. And you know, when you're on a mission, you just have to do what you do. And perhaps in another time, it'll be more accessible. But I feel so fortunate that there are people out there who really like it and really understand it.
It also provides musicians with an expanded palette, says drummer Anthony Brown.
Think of painting, you know. So you're working with primary colors. Then all of a sudden somebody brings in, say, you know, neon. They're bringing in 250 or 580 new colors. And, for us, it's like a gold mine.
In addition to using Asian instruments to find a new sound, Brown also uses them to enhance classic jazz scores. He says it's a conscious attempt to broaden the appeal of his music. This interpretation of Duke Ellington's Far East Suite brought Brown a Grammy nomination last year. Brown says in preparing for the recording, he tried to imagine what Ellington heard during his tours of the Middle East and Asia in the early 1960s.
The opening strands of ours are completely different than Ellington's. What we wanted to do was capture the sonic introduction that Ellington would have had upon arriving in the Middle East. So what we did was not only just bring in a Middle Eastern instrument, but we wanted the Middle Eastern instrument to play in a way that is evocative of the tradition.
Anthony Brown continues to explore this fusion on his latest CD by using Chinese and standard jazz instruments to perform the music of Thelonious Monk. Instead of a pianist, Brown brings in a musician to play the Yang Qing, or Chinese hammer dulcimer, on Monk's classic Little Rudy Tootie.
Such a piano-centric music, Monk's musical conception comes out from the piano, and I thought, well, that may be the case, but the music still can survive on its own. So what we wanted to do was remove the piano and not only bring in Chinese instruments, but in this case, try to give it a different sensibility.
Mark Izu has chosen an almost diametrically opposed path for his latest project. Izu brings together a Japanese gagaku master, an Indian tabla virtuoso, and jazz musicians to take his music one step further. Izu admits his music may not be as accessible as that of other Asian American artists, but he says the movement is broad enough to accept different approaches.
It's not like the art police, you know, where you have to say, this is the only way you can do things, and this is not right, and this is right. It's like, it's all music. That's what makes music real, is that honesty and integrity, and it's not the formula.
With the popularity that world music has gained over the past 15 years, Asian American jazz has also achieved wider acceptance, particularly on the East and West coasts. But that success hasn't dampened the political activism of many Asian American artists, says Anthony Brown.
We recognize our roots, that, you know, we came out of a struggle, out of the 60s, 70s. We maintain, because we want to make sure that that consciousness is passed on, there has been an unbroken continuity of social justice and social activism.
That continuing commitment was clear when Anthony Brown and others participated in a special recording that commemorated the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II.
Time to create new lives. It was time for the precious healing of the soul. Wartime incarceration in camps was the cause of wrenching trauma for 120,000 persons of Japanese ancestry. And the music of resourceful young Nisei music makers provided a reassuring cushion for the young internees against complete spiritual annihilation. Camp dance bands exemplified a fitting truism. Music washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life. It was truly time for the last dance.
For NPR News, I'm Reese Ehrlich in San Francisco.